Now we hear the voices of people affected by an apartment building fire in New York City. 17 people died from smoke inhalation, and among the victims was a family of five, including three children. NPR's Hansi-Lo Wong spoke with some of their loved ones.
Haja Dukere and her husband Haji left Gambia more than a decade ago. And in their apartment in the Bronx, they raised 12-year-old Mustafa, 11-year-old Mariam, and 5-year-old Fatoumata, who many call Fatima. Haji had a job at a fried chicken restaurant, and Haja worked 12-hour shifts as a home health aide and sent money to family back in West Africa, says Haja's aunt, Fatoumata Dukere.
She took care of all of them, taking care of her mom, her siblings, all the family depend on her. They're all depending on her.
She says she and her niece talked on the phone late into the night before Sunday's fire. After she heard about the blaze, she tried to call Haja and her husband, but no one answered. She headed over to the building and found Haja's neighbors rushing out.
I'm asking people, do you guys see Haja? They're telling me they don't see her. I'm crying, like I'm having a bad feeling, like I keep crying.
Eventually, Fatoumata got a call about a little girl who was taken to a hospital.
I didn't know that was Haja's daughter, Maria, until I look at her. It's Mariam. She's gone. Same thing, Mustafa, gone. Fatima, gone.
The next day, Fatoumata found out both Haja and Haji were gone from this world too, and that she had lost someone who was not just her niece, but also her best friend.
Just a good person. Good heart, clean heart. Love our family to the death.
Haja's cousin, Mariam Dukere, says she'll also miss the regular calls.
Haja loves his family. Haja likes his family too much.
Haja and Haji would often check in on her and her baby.
Every day, call me.
Sometimes in the evening, right around bedtime, and sometimes at 6 in the morning to help her wake up and get ready for work.
Now I don't know who is talking to me. I lost my family.
Many of the families are preparing for funeral services this week. Hansi-Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.